She's a black belt in karate.
The Takeaway hits the road with a summer playlist. Each year we do this. And this year, our summer music fun has taken us to places where the local live music scene is full of new discoveries and old favorites. Detroit, San Francisco, we've been clubbing in these and other towns. If you catch yourself in Oklahoma City this month, you might be surprised to discover something besides posters of NBA star Kevin Durant. Wayne Coyne, the lead singer, songwriter, and guitarist of the band The Flaming Lips, says OKC is more than okay.
Growing up in Oklahoma, in my household, I wasn't really aware that there could be music that came from out in the world, and then there would be music that's made in our own town. You know, in the very beginning, we listened to groups like the Beatles. My mother loved Tom Jones.
It's not unusual to go out at any time, but when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever want to be loved by anyone.
You know, it never occurred to you that music came from a place. And my first real experience thinking, oh my God, there's people right here playing music, is one day we went to church and there was an actual rock group playing in the church, and they were just so insanely loud. I feel like it almost had to be something connected into, you know, like a Jesus Christ superstar or something like that.
Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ, who all you want have you sacrificed? Jesus Christ.
I remember people in the audience going, oh, my God, this is too loud. Of course, I did. I thought, oh, my God, this is, I'll keep coming to church if it's going to be like this. Growing up, there was a small group of, you know, like punk rock fanatics that would throw together shows here in the VFW halls, like Defenestration. You know, there'd sometimes only be like, you know, 20 people there. But you could still walk away thinking, what a phenomenal, phenomenal group. And then what really happens is that you get to see them come in and set their stuff, and then they play. And then after they're done, you get to talk to them.
The first round goes, we go to blows. I'm a Spider-Man that nobody knows, but the spider conceals the truth.
The spectrum's thing that happened to us that made us form the Flaming Lips, I think, was based in more of this local, this idea of if you could do something right here, right now, and your friends could be the only ones that know about it, and that would be fine.
His punches land, I can hardly stand. I got the power of a spider, but the heart of a man. But the power is in the truth.
I can't even tell you how many local bands now that I know and will regularly go see, just with just as much kind of, oh, this is going to be a cool night, as I do, you know, with bands that are touring.
He said Jesus Christ loves you very much, and he has told me to tell you that God has a plan and a purpose for your life. Said, listen, God is not for you.
Depth and Current, they're a group that I think is made up of sound engineers. They run their vocals through this thing that sounds like a voice coming from the future, from beyond or something. And I can never quite tell really what they're singing about, which is always kind of fun. I think sometimes music that stays in the abstract retains a little bit of a power than music that sometimes music went in, you know, oh, I kind of understand it all now.
I think I lost myself and I don't know where we are. It's hard to take control when you know you've gone too far.
In my mind, I never thought I'd see the end.
Well, I'm a little bit biased towards Stardeath and White Dwarfs because One of the members is my nephew. His name is Dennis. He's one of the main guys in the group. And, you know, in the beginning, it was easy to say they are kind of the little brothers to the Flaming Lips, because a lot of the music they made, even to people who don't know that they're connected to us, you'd say, well, they kind of sound like a younger version of the Flaming Lips.
I'll set fire on the western coast, creeping like a child when you know it's close. Wishbone called and I know it's late.
There's a group that I think they're out of Stillwater, Oklahoma. They're called Deer People. And I could go on and mention probably, you know, 50 or 60 groups around here that like, but because it's early, I can't remember all their names.
That you have the most beautiful face.
Oklahoma City, to me, is a great music town because this is how every weird little city is. Under the surface of Oklahoma City, there are groups doing their own thing, doing strange music, people doing shows in people's houses. There's a lot of local recording. If people really, really love music and are interested in making music, nothing can stop them. And, you know, people often say that about the Flaming Lips. It's like, why didn't you leave? It seems like such a conservative atmosphere to make your music in. And to me, it never seemed like that. We always knew that it was this top layer of what people would think of as Oklahoma City. But for my friends and my brothers and all the things that we knew growing up, it was radical.
Wayne Coyne, lead singer, guitarist, and songwriter for the Flaming Lips. Their newest album is called The Flaming Lips and Heady Fwens. This summer you can catch Phish, Def Leppard, and Yanni in concert in OKC, but also some smaller bands and artists. Killswitch Engage, The Split Livers, Wade Bowen, Beaver Nelson, and The Casualties. Do you love Oklahoma music? Where do you want the next stop to be on our musical road trip? Call 877-8-MY-TAKE.